You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It will cost more to attend college in Wisconsin. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
For the third straight year, the Universities of Wisconsin system is increasing undergraduate tuition rates for its four-year campuses. UW schools will raise tuition by 5%, except for Green Bay going up by 4% and River Falls adding 5.8%. The announcement comes after the state's biennial budget provided $256 million in additional funding to UW. After a 10-year freeze on tuition increases, the UW system raised tuition by 5% in 2023, and 3.75% in 2024. The Board of Regents unanimously approved the increases.
Tuition at UW-Green Bay increases 4% to $7,410, and tuition at UW-Oshkosh goes up 5% to $7,414. The Shipyard area of Green Bay enters a second phase of development. The city's Parks Committee unveiled proposals for turning some vacant land into a community space to include a concert area, a dog park, playground equipment, and more public access to the river. $5 million of the funding for the project comes from a grant from the National Park Service. Construction is expected to start soon and will be finished in 2027. A 23-year-old student teacher from Neenah who allegedly exchanged intimate topless photos with a female student was ordered to stand trial on Thursday. Cameron Miller, a student at UW-Oshkosh, waived his preliminary hearing and will be arraigned on one count of sexual misconduct by school staff on July 28th. The criminal complaint accuses Miller of exchanging photos and inappropriately touching the student while at Menasha High School. Heavy rain is expected again to end this week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says watch out for torrential downpours if you're driving.
Flash floods. They're usually the result of intense storms dropping large amounts of rain within a short amount of time. These floods can occur with little or no warning and can reach full peak within just a few minutes. And it only takes 6 inches of water to knock you down, and with only 1 foot, it can float your car and carry it away.
Yeah, so we don't have an established standard on when to close the road, but if there's standing water, what we would do is we would reach out to our regional offices that maintain those roads and also work with state patrol to determine if we need to close the road or not.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
What we do try to do is leave the road open if we can, just so people don't have to divert or go a different route. But really, if determined that there's a safety need, they will go ahead and close the highway.
It's a process, though, and could take some time with all of the moving parts at work. Closing ramps, setting up cones.
The law in Wisconsin is you should drive as fast as prudent. You know, So if the conditions warrant driving slower, you really should drive slower. Otherwise, you can get a ticket for that. So, If somebody does see a truck speeding by and they have concerns, they can call, you know, their local dispatch and report that.
She also said that stopping and pulling over underneath an overpass is okay to do. Just be sure to have your hazards on. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Before you hit the trails, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding riders to practice proper safety when using ATVs and UTVs this summer. The agency is reminding residents that riders between the ages of 12 and 16 years old are required to complete a certified ATV safety course before they're allowed to operate an ATV alone. Riders of all ages should also remember to use proper safety equipment like helmets and seat belts to protect themselves from serious injuries in the event of a crash. About 80% of serious ATV and UTV injuries occur in low-speed rollover crashes. New data shows more Wisconsin residents have been suffering from liver issues related to excessive alcohol consumption over recent years. According to a recent study, the number of Wisconsin residents who died as a result of the most common alcohol-related liver diseases rose from about 330 in 2019 to nearly 450 in 2023. The data also found that alcohol-related liver diseases leading to death are becoming increasingly common in women and younger people between the ages of 25 and 44. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just two games behind the first-place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that three-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a three-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars, since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex in the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. We're going to drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.